Yeah, I was 17, I was 10 feet tall. I was sleeping on a tailgate, singing Willie Nelson songs. You were sleepily smiling, but you always sang alone. Yeah, I was 17, I was 10 feet tall.
We are pulling up to Chippewa Falls on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and that is the song 10 Feet Tall by Them Cooley Boys. How about we classify them as alt-folk Americana? Punk, bluegrass, rock and roll, it's all good, right? Blending the genres. They're part of the lineup helping celebrate 150 years of Chippewa Falls. And we're exploring Chippewa Falls' heritage and what makes it unique. Are you a longtime Chippewa Falls resident? Maybe you grew up there. Tell us your story, or perhaps you've visited on vacation. What attracted you to the area? Join in at 800-642-1234. Jackie Booz is the tourism director for the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce. Jackie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what is it about Chippewa Falls right now and for the past several decades that makes this community special?
You know, how much time do we have? You said we have about 30 minutes. it's an outstanding community. I'm a transplant. My husband is from Chippewa Falls. When we moved here, it was just a sense of small town community with just a big heart. And you see it in everything that we do. When it comes to events, when it comes to quality of life, there's just so much great things that are happening and continue to happen. And talking with people that have lived here, you always hear resilience. So there's change in what happens. Industries change. Our population stays very much in the same bracket. But we're seeing a resilience to a lot of different changes in our climate and our world. And Chippewa Falls just stays very strong. And it's really exciting to be a part of that.
Help us understand where the name Chippewa Falls comes from.
Well, we have a lot of history. And of course, we have some of our native tribes that were in our area here. Of course, the Chippewa River runs through. And just having some of that heritage, especially right downtown. So we have, and I think we'll probably jump into some of that, but, where everything started in Allen Park, right on the starting point of Chippewa River there, we do have that rich heritage. And just being able to, call that into the falls and being just a part of that.
Well, let's go way back. The city received its proclamation in 1869, but before that time, what was significant in the city's foundation and how it got started?
Yeah, we had, starting with the fur trade. So everything from fur trade to lumber started on the waterway. And so we had hundreds of different backgrounds that were coming to the largest lumber yard sawmill under one roof was right in Chippewa Falls, where currently the Chippewa Riverfront is being developed, which is a new park for us. So we had a lot of people coming in, learning the new ways, learning how the lumber industry was being produced and was a major player for us. And then, of course, the river was used for that industry.
And General Zachary Taylor would become the 12th president of the U.S. What was his influence on the lumber industry here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so we had he had a really crucial notation in the Black Hawk War, and that took place a little bit southern of our area in the Illinois border. From my understanding and talking with a couple of our historians yesterday, it seemed to have been that, when he was involved with, there were warring tribes at the time, which were making it extremely hard for the waterways to be used and for travel to happen. And being able to have a treaty that was put into place allowed for, obviously, our logging industry to continue to move forward. That's my understanding during that time. And, of course, then shortly thereafter, when he was the president, that, again, was a large industry for our area.
talking with Jackie Booz. She is Tourism Director for the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce, talking about the city's 150-year anniversary. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a longtime Chippewa Falls resident, or does your family have roots there? Bring your story, perhaps your vacation in the area. What do you enjoy? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jackie, we've been discussing the history, but, you know, as the Chippewa Falls marks 150 years, what is tourism like today for the community?
It's extremely strong. You know, we have a lot of the historical content that really drives a lot of questions. We have a strength because it's a four-season destination. So we're able to highlight really great things when all of the snow is around. And then on the flip side of that, be able to give the water recreation, again, that downtown small charm experience. And it's just a really great way for us to be able to push that out seasonally, nationally as well. So there are people that haven't been able to experience some of the things that we take for granted at times, but it's always part of our messaging so we can get that messaging out further.
What are some of the attractions that are a real draw for your visitors?
Well, of course, we have Lion and Kugels.
and we'll get to
celebrate.
That.
Yeah, we helped celebrate their 150th 2 years ago. We kind of joke in-house that funny that, you know, a brewery was able to get established before the city, but just a telling of the times during then.
You have to say is just saying.
Just saying. exactly. So, yeah, we have the Lion and Kugels Brewery. Then we also have some beautiful park systems. We have Irvin Park. That was gifted to the city through William Irvin, and it's a 320-plus acre free-to-the-public amenity that has walking and biking paths, beautiful overlooks. It also has a zoo and a petting zoo as well during the summer months. It's a really great draw, and honestly, we live here, but we bring our kids all the time in the summer. It's fun to burn off some of that energy and just be kind of surrounded by the natural beauty of that park. And then, of course, our downtown. You can do a historical walking tour of the buildings downtown and the significance and some of those families that were the starting point of the start of development of Chippewa Falls. And so being able to have that rich history as well is really great. We've got some amazing organizations in the community, like the Historical Society, the Genealogical Society, Chippewa Falls Main Street. All of these different entities play into the larger picture of who we are and help tell that story to a lot of different people looking to them.
Well, let's circle back to Lion and Kugel and how it became a staple here in Wisconsin and in Chippewa Falls. How has the brewery shaped Chippewa Falls, you know, in history and today?
Yeah, well, you know, we see one thing that always gets, again, driven home to us is six generations. So it doesn't matter how that industry changes. The Lion and Kugel family has stayed connected to this brewery, which speaks volumes to, again, the people that we call our neighbors and friends and family. The brewery in itself continues to mold itself and make changes. So it does offer an amenity to those people that might have experienced it 5, 10, 15, you know, years ago. But to be able to still walk back in time, walk through the brewery, understand the process, but then kind of have this new age experience in Liney Lodge, where events take place and concerts happen, and merchandise, of course, continues to evolve. So it's been the staple and a strength in our community, and they're always looking to help out with other things like capital campaigns and being involved with events, and just being a part of new stories and new chapters. So they continue evolving, and it's been outstanding for us. And you can talk to some of the brewery employees that have been there for a very long time. My husband's great uncle worked there, and he's in the 150th book a couple of times. And it's just that piece that people are proud of as a piece of Chippewa Falls and family.
Chippewa Falls is also the birthplace of Seymour Cray, who is known as the father of supercomputing. What is the town's ties to the tech industry?
Well, it's actually extremely strong today, too. But really, the technology industry was our next step. So after the lumber started shifting and changing, we went full into the technology and that type of industry. It's very exciting when we're talking with visitors that they don't realize that he was part of the supercomputer, and having his name throughout the community is one thing, but Cray is still in existence and is still extremely strong, employs a lot of people in Chippewa County, and puts us on the international map for this type of technology. We also celebrate all the advancements through Seymour Cray with our Chippewa Falls Industry and Technology Museum, which is right downtown, where you can actually stand next to, walk through a supercomputer. When it's crazy thinking about today, our computers are the size of our cell phones. So to be able to walk into this museum and talk with some very knowledgeable individuals that can walk you through what the process used to look like and what this meant to Chippewa Falls, but also placing the United States on a different scope. So it's really exciting that it's right downtown here in Chippewa, and people can see it and be a part of it. Ask the questions and maybe even take a picture with, you know, a life size of Seymour Cray and just be a part of, again, that piece of history that is really rich in Chippewa.
We're talking all things Chippewa Falls on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Jackie Booz is our guide. She's tourism director for the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce. Have you visited or toured the Leinenkugel Brewery before? What influence does it have on the community? Do you have experience in the lumber industry? Is it part of your identity? You can join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. That is Wisconsin native Phil Cook playing his song Another Mother's Son. He's now based in North Carolina, but he's coming home this summer to celebrate the 150th birthday of Chippewa Falls. We're learning all we can about Chippewa Falls' heritage on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Chippewa Falls was granted a charter by the legislature in 1869, and they'll host their first event of the celebration on Monday, March 25th, on the actual anniversary of the Chippewa Falls' founding. Are you a Wisconsin history buff? What can you share with us about Chippewa Falls? Is this home to you? What do you love about your town? Give us a shout out at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jackie Booz is tourism director for the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce, and she stays with us. Jackie, what are some beneficial changes that Chippewa Falls has made in recent years to really strengthen tourism and keep the town a draw for people outside the area when there is a lot of competition to go in so many different parts of the state because there's a lot of attractions out there?
There are, and we're lucky as a state to have that. Some of the things that we've been doing here within Chippewa Falls and also Chippewa County, expansion of bike trails, better access to waterways if people want to go kayaking or canoeing, being able to give up-to-date mapping as well for those individuals that are coming. One of the exciting things that will be kind of concluding this fall and into early next year is the trail expansion of the Old State Trail Way. So you actually can go 70 full miles throughout our region into Dunn County and Eau Claire County and be able to really make an outstanding, you know, day, weekend, whatever you're looking to do on the bike trail system. So things of that sort. Of course, when we have new attractions coming with the wineries, some other breweries that are popping up, being able to market those to different clientele that might have been here in the past and gotten to experience the Line and Kugels and the downtown, but now we're adding to that experience and being able to really market that correctly and get it to the right people.
And so on March 25th, you're going to start rolling out the birthday festivities. Yeah. What will happen that Monday?
So what's going to happen is they actually, this is being headed up by the Heidi Center for the Arts. Deb and her team have taken on kind of this founding birthday celebration, which is wonderful. So they're going to be inviting Jerry Way to be doing some performances. They'll also be speaking with William Irvin's great-grandson, who will be there, which will be outstanding. So they have a tie-in to one of the original families that really are noteworthy for our area.
Jackie, I want to pause ahead. You right there because we have someone on the line here would love to talk about Chippewa Falls. Carol from New Richmond. Carol, what's your connection?
Well, I lived in New Richmond for 10 years. My husband worked for Cray. So we have since moved into Richmond, Wisconsin.
And what do you love about Chippewa Falls quickly?
Oh, just the education is outstanding. You know, I think that you have so many of these little schools in their really nice small classes. But then also the fact that you can, if you wanted to, you could send your children through all levels up to high school at the Catholic school. Not to mention, you know, there's not many places that offer, like I know Miss Deborah offers dance, and then there's this, and I think I might have heard you even talking about it. I know there's a new dance studio or fine arts building, and it's just so full of history.
And Carol, I'm going to cut you short there. Jackie, it sounds like Carol really appreciates the arts and education.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're very lucky to have that Chippewa Falls and Chippewa Valley wide. And I think what Carol was getting at as well is you can just skip over a little bit south and go to the university or even over to UW-Stout and have that education right here in our backyard to allow for us to come back.
Jackie, thank you for joining us. Jackie Booz is Tourism Director for the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce. More information about the town's anniversary can be found at gochippewafalls.com. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Let's go fishing. Here's producer Steve Gotcher.
Trout fishing conjures an image of sparkling sunlight reflecting on a rushing stream, and a fisherman in hip boots confidently whipping his pole and casting a line into the moving water. Early trout season, which is catch and release only, runs from January until early May. That image is a little bit different. Ron Davis paints us this picture of a father and son trout fishing expedition in March.
It was futile. A stinging March wind gusting across Timber Cooley Creek and my cataract clouded eyes made threading a hair-thin tippet into the eye of a trout fly no larger than a peppercorn practically impossible. I thought wistfully of the warm car and thermos of coffee waiting up on Olstad Road. My son, Kellen, perhaps sensing my impending retreat, sloshed up the creek. "Having a problem?" he asked. "Yes, I was having a problem, but it was nothing that magically wiping away 30 of my 65 years wouldn't fix. Here, let me do that." He quickly tied off the fly, then said, "Cast right there, just behind those rocks." While he watched, I tried some self-conscious false casts and rolled the line down. It was immediately clear I'd wind-knotted my leader into a little mess of monofilament around the tiny nymph, rendering my offering to any trout looking for breakfast preposterous. I reeled in and began playing cat's cradle with the tangled web. My son rolled his eyes and held out his hands. He untangled the knots, deftly looped my fly into the eddy behind a pile of field stones, and handed me my rod. Soon I splashed out a little brookie. The inevitable reversal had happened. Child had become father to man. As Kellen headed back downstream, I remembered taking him trout fishing for the first time. It was the May opener. He was 9, and I'd roused him before dawn with the promise of donuts and hot chocolate. We bumped a few miles west on Nottleson Road in my old pickup to the upper reach of Peterson Creek, narrow enough at that point to jump over with a few running steps. Blundering down through the muck and emerging skunk cabbage, I showed Kellen how to point his rod backwards to avoid snagging in the tag alders that clawed at our jackets and pants. I cautioned him to walk softly. Browns and brookies hiding in the undercut bank spooked easily. In the gathering dawn, I skewered on a half of a nightcrawler we'd pilfered in the backyard the night before, and I tried to explain how to gently flip the split-shotted rig just up from the undercut so the current would push it under, out of sight, where the fish lived. His first effort was clumsy and left the worm in plain sight on the sandy bottom, but I was shocked to see a nice trout flash out, grab it, and dart back under the bank. "He's got it! Pull him out!" With one of my hands on the rod, we lifted and swung Kellen's first trout into the grassy hummocks behind us. Back on the timber coulee, I continued lunging up and down the slippery banks on a bad knee, snagging flies in overhanging branches and spooking trout after trout with my ridiculous impersonation of a fly fisher. Mumbling grumpy responses to any offers of help, I had to wonder why Kellen would want to take this old man fishing. Later, though it pained me, I muttered a begrudging thank you for his nursemaiding me around. "Hey," he said, "how many times have you done the same for me?" Of course, he was right, but somehow the return for those kindnesses is not something I'd ever sought or ever thought I'd need.
Ron Davis is a retired English teacher, a freelance writer, and a columnist for BMW Owners News. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.
And Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@wpr.org. That's mornings@wpr.org, and we'll explore your tip. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the Ideas Network.